I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
You've waited all week, and now the wait is over. It's the only unfiltered media podcast in America. This is Trash Talk on WEEI.com. Here he is, your boy, Blind Mike.
I'm not leaving. I am leaving this show.
Oh, who cares?
I care, baby. It's the prince of all media, your old pal, Mike Geary, a.k.a. Blind Mike, a.k.a. the only edgy guy left at this station, because someone's last day today, ooh, for he's a jolly good fellow. We'll get to that son of a bitch later.
Should have thrown him a party.
Right. It seemed I was surprised, because I walk in here today, and I'm expecting kind of a somber mood. But it's jovial. Ordway's giving away shit in the hallways. People are tearing down studios. It's a bonanza in here. Wild times.
Too much fun.
Yeah. So this is our last podcast ever at Guest Street.
Right.
Back in the same studio, Studio A, where it all began. Meters old booth, I believe. When you hear them refer to that, I think that's where we are. Before we got a lot of stuff to get into. But before we do that, I'd like to take a roll call, as we do now. I take attendance to make sure everyone's here. Caitlin.
I'm here.
Thank goodness. The show wouldn't run without you, darling.
Barely.
Colin. Oh. Colin's not here again. Now, I have to check. Do my eyes deceive me?
No.
Colin's not here again. I get a text. He, again, asks me if he can do the show. I say, yeah, fine, because I like having him in here to beat up on him. He's the Curtis to my Minahan, but I cannot emphasize enough, significantly dumber. And I say that knowing full well what you fans think of Chris Curtis. Take that, multiply it by 1,000. That's how dumb this Colin character is. But I say, yeah, come in. I like beating up on him. And today, I get a text. Oh, no, was I supposed to do the show today? I said, no, you weren't supposed to. You begged me to do it over and over again. So again, another opportunity squandered by Colin Letty. He had a chance to be on the most successful podcast at WEI, I would say. That's fair to say now. Enough About Me doesn't exist anymore. It's got to be me, right? The Real KNC doesn't exist. It's got to be Trash Talk, most successful podcast here at EEI.
I'd say it is.
Now, I don't think we'll be the most successful online service for radio.com. At least not in the near future.
Right.
But we'll get into that in a minute. First, I want to start with Francesa. And you know, I know a lot of you guys will fast forward through this, and I'm fine with that. But I know if I don't get to Francesa, I won't get to it at all.
Right.
And I want to get to it because it's my favorite Francesa clip of all time. Because I get a little sick of when the callers call up and say something dumb, and he gets very defensive and says, you stayed on hold just to say that? You called, this guy was on hold for 45 minutes. Real life you have. I get kind of sick of that because it's just him getting defensive and weird. This was a genuine reaction by Mike Francesa. And you saw a guy just simply not caring. And I loved it. Let's play old Mike. You've all heard it by now, but I can't get enough of it. Mike Francesa reacting to Stan Lee's death.
Eddie in Hoboken. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Hey, Mike, Stan Lee died today. Did you ever meet the guy? What do you think of him?
Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
I don't know who he is. Don't know who he is, no.
Jesus.
Who is he? Who is he? Who is Stan Lee?
He was one of the creators of Marvel Comics.
Oh, who cares? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not a comic book guy. Is that who he is, Stan Lee?
The guy who created Spider-Man. That was
He's the best.
Who cares?
My favorite part about those clips, or anytime you see a Francesa clip on that like Funhouse Twitter account, it's always the most stereotypical like New York sports radio caller.
Yeah,
it's like Franco and Yonkers, Eddie and Hoboken. It's always just some dumb Italian, and I can say that I'm Italian. calling up from Long Island or Yonkers or Hoboken. Hey, Mike, that's the best part is that if some guy called about a relief pitcher from 1968, Francesa would go on for 45 minutes about what a great, not only ball player, but what a great man he was. But Stan Lee created an entire universe, and Francesa has no idea who he is.
Who cares?
Who cares? Now, I will say, the people that were giving him shit and saying he was being disrespectful, it's like, come on, lighten up. That's a guy, genuinely. It's like if I said to you, Caitlin, hey, did you see the guy that invented the toaster oven died today? You'd be like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, unless right? I mean? Like, personally attached to my toaster.
Who cares? Right. That's what Francesa was. It's just he's so out of touch that it's a guy everyone knows. Even if you're not a comic book fan, you know who Stan, you've heard of Stan. Right. Especially in the last few years because he's in every goddamn movie. He's in every Marvel movie. He makes an appearance in every Marvel movie. So you know who he is. But Francesa is just that out of touch. But the people that said, he's being disrespectful. How can he? It's like, oh, come on. But then I love the Francesa tweets afterwards. It really is like he's completely unaware that his show is recorded. It's like he doesn't think there's any evidence of the stuff he says because he goes, now all I said was who's Stan Lee. I never said who cares. It's like, no. Mike, there's audio of it.
Right,
we were listening to the show.
In
fact, there's video of it. We could see you say who
everybody
cares.
Has seen it.
He really is the greatest. That's all I wanted to say. I didn't want to spend a million hours on that. I just knew that if we got right into Kirk, I would never get to the other stuff.
Right.
So, speaking of Entercom, now, you can't get mad at me for this, guys, because I'm no longer talking about a WEEI employee.
Right. It shouldn't matter anymore.
Yeah. I talk about Francesa. He's an Entercom employee. Talk about Joe Beningo, Craig Carton, all Entercom guys. The newest Entercom employee, but not WEI, is Kirk Minahan. Obviously, you guys know. You know what's going on. He's moving to radio.com. I personally think this is it feels weird to say this because it's not the vibe I got listening to the morning show. But I think it's a great move for Kirk. Now, obviously, probably there will be, let's say, some rough sledding out of the gate for the morning show here. Just because, and that's not a slam on the morning show. It's not an attack on Jerry. I'm not bashing the company or any decisions made. I'm simply saying when you take the number one personality, It's basic math. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how I could possibly get in trouble for saying that. But he's the number one personality in the city. Most interesting, most polarizing guy out there. If you take him away, there's going to be, at the very least, an adjustment period.
Yeah, and
for any show.
I think all the people that have been listening just to hear if they'll, like, mention Kirk.
Right.
Like, they're going to lose all those people. Or just
right.
You know, there's gonna be that
or they won't be as attentively listening.
Right.
Right.
Be that sort of
And you know what? And they'll get people back that wanted them to just stick to sports.
Right.
You know what I mean? That could even out. I don't know what it's going to be. But all I'm saying is when I go out and do events for EEI or people that just find out I'm in radio, don't even know I work for EEI or anything. People that just know I'm in radio always ask me about Minahan. I've never heard, hey, what's Fred Tutcher like? Or hey, do you know, no one even knows Rich's last name. And if you know it, you don't know how to say it. Schertenlieb or something? So, you know, Tutcher and Rich do great in the ratings, but it's like, even those guys aren't as polarizing of figures as Minahan. So when any show loses that, it's just, you know, it's basic science, damn it. Obviously, the guy's gonna be missed, and I think Jerry kind of expressed that. And I think what you got a lot of this morning was Jerry. First of all, this got brought up, and I was a little surprised, but not shocked. I hate when people say that because it doesn't really make any sense. I was surprised, but not shocked. Okay, they're synonyms, but I was surprised to find out that it was brought up that Kirk and Callahan could leave together, that the morning show would become a radio.com show. So it'd be Kirk and Callahan and Ken and Curtis and all the wacky characters you're used to in the morning. The whole gang could have gone to radio.com. I was surprised to hear that because it, so in my mind, and maybe I'm wrong, or maybe I don't see what's right in front of me, but I do see the future. Because I believe that what Kirk is about to do is the future of radio. I think within, I would say maximum 5-6 years, I think maybe even by the time Kirk's contract is up, which we found out is 2021, I think maybe even by then, Wi-Fi will be in cars. It will not be as difficult or as expensive to just stream content on your ride into work. So I believe that what they're doing with radio.com is the future of radio and an amazingly smart move. I'm going to praise Entercom today.
Whoa.
For the first time ever, I'm going to praise the company.
Mark this day.
Because I believe that was a very smart move. Now, the route they got there was a little circuitous.
Yeah.
the path they took to getting there, you can question all day long. And believe me, I will. But I believe it's very smart to have your number one personality, maybe in the entire company, unless you count Francesa or Boomer Esiason, which is a very different audience. But Minahan's one of your better known guys in the entire company. And a guy, you know, you're not going to follow Michael Felger to an online streaming service. I think Michael Felger is very good at his job. In fact, I'm using him because I think he's the best at that. He's the best straight sports talk guy, strictly sticks to sports, but he's very good at it. But you take Felger off, I almost said Francesa, you take Felger off 98.5 and you put him to an online stream. That's what happened with the Big O years ago. Ask Ordway about Big Show Unfiltered. First of all, the technology just wasn't there yet. But also, it's like, are people going to go out of their way to get straight sports talk when it's coming through their airwaves, their radio waves for free? Probably not, because you can get it. You can get straight sports talk kind of anywhere. You can't get what Minahan does anywhere. You can't get what Barstool Sports does anywhere. You can't get what Howard Stern used to do anywhere. That's why people are willing to pay for it, or in Minahan's case, go out of your way to get it. You know, use your drain your data or whatever the issue is. I think it's very smart. People have compared it to when Howard Stern went to Sirius. I honestly think the road for Kirk will be easier because in 2006, when Stern went to Sirius, not everyone had Sirius radio capabilities in their car. Everyone has the ability to download radio.com on their phone. Again, it might not. It'll drain your data if you use it for a 45-minute car ride. That's the only downside. It doesn't cost you any money. Look at it that way. If you're going to waste your data listening to Kirk Minahan, it's a hell of a lot better than having to pay $10 a month or whatever it would have been on Sirius. And I love the Barstool Sports guys, but that's what you would have been paying to switch over for Sirius if Kirk went there. So I honestly think it's a great move. I think it's something that'll get people to download that app that they've been trying to get, get to be more popular. I think it's tremendously smart, especially if they're going to let him be unfiltered. He said that, and he said, you know, we'll see. I'm sure he has his doubts, as do I, and probably most of you. The Minifans out there, who have become, I think I've converted a lot of Minifans into gearheads.
Definitely.
The last couple weeks.
No doubt.
So whatever corny nickname you align yourself with, you're listening to this show.
We welcome all.
You guys out there have been tremendously, I can't believe how supportive you've been to Minahan through the entire process. All the parody accounts that I've seen that have been tweeting about me and everything, which I really appreciate. But just in general, the support that they have, there's never been anything like that for a local sports talk radio guy that I can think of. Francesa, you know, Francesa has the Francesa Con and all that stuff. But look at his app. No one's paying for it. Well, also because the app sucks. Because there's nothing on the app. It's like if I just had the Mike Geary app and you could listen to Trash Talk. It doesn't make any sense.
We should have that.
I really should.
We could charge Vigo.
I'll charge you $49.99 a month. And it'll be just this podcast that you could get for free otherwise. You just make a $50 donation every month.
We could upload some, you know, fun.
Yeah.
Fun
See,
snippets.
So here's what I thought was going to happen is that it was going to be a podcast.
Yeah.
And I worried about that because then I was like, is it once a week? Is it like Enough About Me where it's an interview show? What's that going to be? But it turns out it's just going to be a radio show for 3 hours a day. 11 to 2, I believe. It's competing with the almighty Dale and Keith. Let me ask you this real quick. I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't want to get myself in trouble. But I want to ask you this real quick, Caitlin. My producer, Caitlin. You worked for Dale and Keith today, correct?
Yes.
Was there like a mandate or any sort of order, or do you know if it was their decision? Was anything said like we're specifically not going to talk about Kirk today, or did they kind of just immediately fall into Hamilton talk?
I think that they just like did the show like it was normal.
Yeah.
There was no like group decision or anything.
Very odd to me. And again, I'm not criticizing them. I think everyone should do their best show. Whatever you think your best show is. Mine is talking about this stuff. Theirs is talking about Hamilton and whatever else they got into after that. And that's fine. It just seems bizarre. I can't tap into that mindset of we're not going to address the biggest thing that happened at the station today, yesterday, the last year. Probably since Ordway was fired. Maybe even before that. This is the biggest thing to happen at the station. So it's weird to me to not talk about it at all, but I get, yeah, that's what they think is their best show is avoiding that kind of stuff, you know. So to each their own. The results speak for themselves. So Minahan is starting a new show with I went down a weird road there. I started with talking about Callahan. I was surprised that Callahan. That it was suggested that the entire show go to radio.com. Because I would have thought Callahan would have been all for that. But the way I heard them talking today, I don't think it, and I have no reason to support Callahan. So don't think I'm just kissing. I think you guys have listened enough to know that I wouldn't just kiss his ass for no reason. But I will say the guys that are getting on Callahan saying he's a traitor, he's a backstabber. I don't think that's the case. Here's what I think. I think that Jerry Callahan's a very old school guy, and I don't know that he's able to see the value in starting a new thing. Like the idea of online streaming radio doesn't really exist yet. There's not, no one's really tried. Even I've thought for years Barstool should try it. They haven't really even done it yet. So the idea of live streaming online radio doesn't totally exist yet. The closest thing is YouTube, like when Rogan and those guys put their podcasts up on YouTube Live. So I think Jerry looks at that and says, "Hey, I've got an audience here." that's my Callahan impression.
Whoa! Was that Jerry?
Hey, I got an audience here. I'm in the morning show. It's my job. It's why I come and do my job every day. Minahan can come in if he wants. I think he looks at that as a demotion, which it is in this sense that immediately there will be a much smaller audience, guaranteed.
Just as like
no matter what, there will absolutely be. Minahan will be talking to a much smaller audience for a million reasons. A, EEI is broadcast all over New England. It's not just bought. It's six states. Minahan's following immediately will only be people that know he's doing this and care about it. You know what I mean? Like, follow him closely enough to go and check it out. It's not just going to be people accidentally turning on the radio and stumbling upon a conversation they find interesting, so they stick with it. It'll be people that have to seek out Minahan. So it's a thing that he's going to have to build. I think Minahan is the right personality, and I think Callahan would be the right type of personality to join them, because obviously that show's so successful. So I was a little surprised, but when you think about Jerry Callahan, I mean, he's an old school kind of guy. You know, he's deaf. I don't know. I'm not going to be one on one of these tracking devices you got in your pockets. And he doesn't believe in podcasting or online streaming. He's an old man. And that's what I love about him. He's an old codger, Jerry Callahan. And that's why I think he's also one of the most unique voices. It's a dying breed, Jerry Callahan. But it's also a breed that isn't able to see the potential in things that aren't there yet. So I think what Kirk's about to do could be very successful, especially if they allow him to be unfiltered. And I don't just mean saying no words. I mean, that'll be good to listen to. Like, he'll finally get to curse and it won't get dumped out. But just be able to talk about anything. Now, that's... Will the Red Sox come up? Right. I assume so. Will there be any sort of backlash to that? Will certain names that we all know but aren't allowed to say, will that come up? I don't know. It should be interesting. It's an interesting move, but I got to applaud Entercom because what I really thought they would do, here's what I really thought, and now I can say this. I think I hinted at it last week, but now I can say that this is what I truly believed. I did not have faith in them, and shame on me. Bad job out of me, as Mike Manansky would say. I thought that they would make Minahan sit out until the end of his contract. I thought they would keep him off the air. I didn't have the foresight to think, well, maybe they'll put him on radio.com and all that. I thought of that kind of idea, but not exactly the way they're doing it, and which I think is very smart. I thought they would force him to sit out so to keep him off the air and not say anything crazy, but also not allow him to go to a competitor. That's really what I thought would happen, and I'm extremely happy it didn't. Because to not have a voice like Minahan's on the radio for 3 years or whatever it would end up being, two years and change, that would be a goddamn shame. It would be a travesty. So glad that didn't happen. Good job by Entercom. Round of applause for you guys.
Yay.
You did what old Mike wanted. Now, you got to finally see the value in blind Mike. Come on, people. I'm all the station has left, baby. You need someone for that morning show, Mutton Callahan? Third guy in. Who's the closest? If you want to replace Minahan, let's be honest. Who's the closest thing to him here? I'm not comparing myself to Kirk. I'm just saying you don't have much else. I'm very distracted by Caitlin's coughing.
I'm
are you all right?
I'm dying. I'm good.
I'm sorry. You kidding me? Getting me worried that I'm going to get sick again. So Mutton Callahan, let's get to that. I tweeted out yesterday. I said Mutt is the first guy to put me on radio, which is true. He had me in when it was a Planet Mikey show with Mutt, and then Mutt by himself for like 2 hours after. Mutt had me in. He knew who I was from Barstool. He complimented my denim brown jersey that I was wearing in a video.
Clearly made an impression on
big,
you.
Big time UConn guy. So he invited me in. And I said, you know, Mutt's the first guy that ever had me in on radio. I love the guy. Happy his name's finally on the show. Now don't mess it up, dummy. Or something like that. And someone replied, bad take. Mutt sucks or something. And I was like, first of all, I don't think Mutt sucks. But I wasn't even really saying he was good. Like, it wasn't a take on anything. I was congratulating a guy who was good to me. So what do I think of the Mutton Callahan program? I don't know. I think Jerry Callahan is one of the most talented voices in radio, and I think he's the most talented voice left in Boston radio. I really believe that, because Kirk was number one, obviously. So I think that Jerry is capable of doing an entertaining show. I think the problem will be... What does that audience look like? Are they able to get people? Because I think that show is going to start talking a lot more sports. They more than hinted at that today. So does the audience say rebel against that? And I say no, because what is the other option? You know what I mean? Are Toucher and Rich? Toucher and Rich do great. I think they're funny enough guys. I don't listen enough to have a real strong opinion on them. All I know is the few times I've tuned in, they're playing Towny Jeopardy Or Toucher's doing a mediocre to bad impression that they're all acting like he's goddamn Frank Caliendo. So it's not for me, and I think you've seen the last couple weeks, that I in a way, speak for a lot of the Kirk and Callahan fans.
Yeah.
You could say I'm the voice of the Minifan.
The voice of the people.
So for me, that show wouldn't do, because I think a lot of the stuff Kirk and Callahan bashed for the last 2 years, Toucher and Rich kind of represent. So I don't think they're leaving. I think you still stick around to hear Jerry's political opinions. You stick around to hear them goof on Mutt. And that's a talent. I don't think people give Mutt enough credit. It is a talent to be able to be goofed on. And believe me, I know. Ask me about my time at Barstool. And people said about me there, like, hey, you're just a blind guy. There's not a talent to it. And I agree, there's not a talent to being blind. It's actually a...
Give yourself some credit.
it's a miserable way of living.
Oh my God.
But there is a talent to being able to goof on yourself. Because I'm certainly not the only blind guy in the world. But how many have done what I did for Barstool? Created funny content like that. None that I can think of. And that's not patting myself on the back. That's just saying people are scared to do that type of shit a lot. People are afraid to make fun of themselves. And I think that's an ability that Mutt has down. I think it's an ability that Curtis has down. And I think if those guys stay on that show, that could be a good element. I honestly think what they need is an edgy voice like Minahan. I don't want to keep saying me, like I want to be on there. I do want to be on there, but eventually it feels like I'm begging. It's like, how many things do I have to do? You know what I mean? Obviously I'm doing a good podcast. I'm doing a show that people like. When I've gone on air with Gilroy, I've done well. So how many more times can I beg to be on a show? It's like, either you're going to think I'm talented or I'm not eventually. So I'm not even saying me necessarily. I'm just saying, can you find a voice that fits that show? I don't know. I think Reamer would be... I think Tomasi's probably the best fit, at least of people on the station right now. I think Tomasi and Callahan going at it is always good with the political stuff, because Tomasi is more, I think, well-informed than like Reamer or Trenny were. I think he believes in his points a lot more than, say, Trenny. I think Trenny is just completely sold. She blocked me on Twitter, by the way.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that interaction.
Well, what am I going to do? How will I know who to give thoughts and prayers to now? How will I know where to direct my phony outrage if I'm not following Trenny on Twitter? What a goddamn shame. Please, Trenny, please unblock me. Would you please? Yeah, so I think Tomasi might be the best fit, but everything I hear is he doesn't want to do that, or he doesn't want to wake up at that early in the morning. That's another thing.
He doesn't want to wake up that early.
I don't know what the deal is. I don't know. Or maybe they don't like him in there. I don't know what the deal is. But I'll tell you, Colin's a perfect example of this. Colin not showing up today. I'm pretty goddamn sick and tired of being passed over while hearing. I'm like fucking Fredo. I was passed off. I'm tired of getting watching other people get opportunities while I hear this guy didn't show up. Or this guy didn't want to wake up that early in the morning. This guy just didn't feel like doing it. This guy didn't feel like it was a big enough show. That's why you told me Lucy was upset about Dale and Keith not talking about Kirk, right? I've had Lucy on this podcast a couple times. And I like Lucy a lot. I think she's good. I think we did good together. I know that I was told months ago that they wanted to get younger voices on the station, and that me and Lucy were going to start getting opportunities. I don't think either of us have been on the air since.
Yeah, no.
but I like Lucy. I think she's good. And I almost texted Caitlin, hey, could you have Lucy come into the podcast today or see if she wants to? And then I thought, you know what? I tried to get Lucy involved with this a while ago, and she didn't seem interested in it, probably because I wasn't a big enough show. I didn't appeal to a wide enough audience, when in my mind, you should just do shows. If you're in my position or Lucy's position or whoever's, I think you should just do stuff if you think there's a potential for it to be quality. And this is on WEI's website. There was potential for it to get listened to and for it to be good. And she kind of seemed disinterested. Maybe I'm misreading her. but you seemed disinterested. And I said, you know what? Now that the show's doing well and I've got a sort of a cult following to it a little bit, I thought, well, fuck it. Why am I going to invite someone else in to do that? To, you know,
I think you should keep not ride my coattails.
But, no, I do like Lucy, but I just get I'm using Lucy as the example, and I shouldn't because I like her, and she's done nothing wrong to me, certainly. I like Lucy a lot. Very nice, always pleasant to me in the hallways and everything. But I'm just using her as an example because, again, I'm probably reading too much into that interaction with her. Where she was like, oh, okay. I kind of hinted that I would want her as like a co-host, mm-hmm. and she didn't seem interested. So I was like, okay. But just in general, Colin's a much better example. Than Lucy tries hard. Like she fucking works her ass off doing like the midday show and whatever else she does. Colin's a guy that's like trying to make a name for himself.
Begs
to come in the podcast, doesn't show up. He asks me to do his podcast with him, and I say no, and he'll go, come on, I need an episode. It's like, do an episode by yourself, man. When you're at your level, you can't just hope people bring you along on their coattails. But so I'm sick of that type of attitude. Like, I've had enough of Colin and that bullshit. It's just, that annoys me, trying to help people, help themselves. You know what I mean? Because it's like, this show is not that big, but doing it, if we did it together and it was funny, Colin I'm talking about, if he made it funny, maybe it gets bigger. Maybe people start to notice that we got something going on here. But he's a fucking moron. He doesn't show up. Just fuck everyone. Kirk's not here anymore. I got to be that guy. Or screw everyone. I'm not supposed to curse on here. Sorry. Right. So who is Kirk Minahan's co-host? I don't think he could... Let me rephrase. I don't think he would want to do a show by himself 3 hours a day.
He made a hint on Twitter that he was like looking for somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said no co-host yet. I'm open to suggestions or something like that.
Yeah, open to applications.
So he seems pretty confident both Ken and Curtis will go along with him. Mm-hmm. I would say, here's my guess. I don't know anything. I don't know shit about shit, man. I know probably less than a lot of you investigative journalists on Twitter. But my guess would be one of them goes with Kirk and one of them stays with, Jerry and Mutt, just in the interest of fairness. That would be my guess. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just in the idea of helping both shows,
one goes with Mom,
but not destroying one. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I wonder. It'd be tough for Ken and Curtis. It'll be like having to choose which parent you want to live with. For real. It'll like they're not going to want to upset anyone.
Yeah.
But they know who they want to choose, kind of. Dad's their favorite. But they don't want to, you know, make Mom sad.
Maybe they do like every other week with
Yeah. And they spend weekends with Mutt. Right. Mutt gets weekends. So good for Mutt, you know? Really. Mutt's the big winner in this. He didn't seem to realize it this morning. He seemed somber. But it's like, hey, Mutt, you failed upward, buddy. You did it, my friend. There's no discernible reason you should be on the morning show. But not only are you on it every day now, your name is first in the title. It's Mutt and Callahan.
Oh my gosh, those new promos.
Congratulations to Mutt. You'd think, any other circumstance, Mutt would be tipping them back and betting on the ponies. I mean, he's doing that anyways, I'm sure. But there's a much more somber mood to it for some reason. And it's because his buddy Kirk is leaving. But if I have one message to Mutt, it's that it sucks. It sucks that Kirk is not with that show anymore because obviously they wanted him to stay. I assume they did everything.
I feel like it's probably awkward for him, too, because Jerry wanted him to stay so bad.
Jerry was desperate
so
for Kirk
bad.
To stay.
Right. Like, Tallyby loves him.
It's got to be weird for Mutt. Yeah. But what you got to say, and it's easier for us to say because we're not in that position, but what you got to say if you're Mutt is, I now have to make this the best show I can. Obviously, he's doing that at some level. But I think he's a little too hesitant because he doesn't want to step on Minahan's toes or anything. Just, Mutt, whatever you think you are as a broadcaster, here it is, baby. Here's your shot. Do not blow it. And I say that as a guy who loves Mutt. Go out there. Be yourself. Don't be afraid to be goofed on. Don't try and be a character. Be yourself and be as big a part of that show as you can, because, hey, in 6 months we might be saying Minahan who, you know? No, I doubt that. But if that show's successful enough without Minahan, then it's going to be because of Mutt. So I really hope that Mutt takes advantage of that opportunity, because I think he's capable of it. That's the thing, is I think Mutt's very capable of it. As much as people say, when people shit on you, the amount that they do Mutt, no matter how thick your skin is, eventually you start to believe it. That was my problem when I was boo-hooing over the summer. Was that when people shit on you, stuff's not happening for you, you start to believe that stuff. And it's tough to get out of that. So what I would say to Mutt is, hey, believe in yourself, baby. What an inspirational podcast this has been so far.
Wow.
I'm really just Mr. Positive. If I get any shit for this, I swear to God. Mr. Positivity. I'm a company man. Company Mike, they call me. Who can I bash? Is there anyone I can trash?
Like, you mean in intercom?
Yeah, I can't get out of here without mocking someone. I mean, I thought it was weird that the Midday Show didn't talk about, hey, it's their show. You know, they did what they wanted to do. They did what they thought was the best show, so good for them. I would say this. I truly believe that this is my last plea. What do we have for time?
Like 38.
Okay, maybe we'll do that Pete Davidson stuff too real quick.
Okay.
excuse me. I truly believe that I am the best fit at this station for any position other than straight sports talk. And I'll tell you what. Straight sports talk, I think Patrick Gilroy might be the best fit. He's my buddy now. He watched my live stream last night and said I looked skinny, which that makes me think he sees the writing on the wall. He sees that I'm about to blow up. I don't look skinny. I've gained weight. I'm fatter than ever. And Patrick Gilroy said, oh, you're looking like you slimmed down. He sees the writing on the wall. He sees what coattails he needs to ride. He sees Geary and Gilroy taking off in the future. So I appreciate that. But no, straight sports talk, I think Gilroy is very underrated. But any other position, and by that I mean Mutt and Callahan or the Kirk Minahan show, I genuinely believe I am the best fit. Now I'm done begging to be on those shows. I'm just going to say that there is no one more capable of hanging with those guys than me. There's no one more capable of talking about whatever you want to talk about in the way that I'm able to do it. I think I'm an interesting character. I think I have stuff to me that no one else has. You say the blind thing. Being blind isn't a talent, but it's something that doesn't exist anywhere else. It gives you the ability to create content like we did at Barstool that is make fun-of-able, mockable. But also, I think just as far as personality and substance, I truly believe I have more to offer than anyone else here, and that's not a shot at anyone here. It's a pat on the back for myself. What is Ordway screaming about in the hallway?
Oh, that was really loud.
I honestly thought he was yelling at me.
Someone's gonna come to you yet.
Oh, no, you're not, Mike. You suck.
Just when you thought you didn't have any.
Ordway's in rare form today. I don't know what he's doing. He was selling off chairs in the hallway before I got
what?
Here. Yeah, he was like, anyone want this chair? There's copiers in here. What the hell is he doing? He's cursing in the hallways.
I know,
it's a madhouse in here.
Plowed into our room and started yelling at Dale about Tuca or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Just, like, he says, like, hey, Dale.
What's going on?
I got a hint of sarcasm.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
he goes, hey, Dale, how's Chara? How's Chara holding up?
Chara, yeah. Dale's like, what? Like, I don't know anything. This is so funny.
Love Ordway. But yeah, he's screaming in the hallway here for some reason. maybe there's a fire out there.
Yeah, we're in a soundproof room and we just heard.
And this is where I die. You folks heard the last. sound ever come out of my voice. But yeah, I truly believe that. And all I can ask of you Mina fans and gearheads alike, just tell people, spread the word, tell people to listen to the podcast if you like it. You know, tell Kirk to give me a shot, tell Jerry and Mutt to give me a shot, tell Joe Zarbano or Chris Curtis or whoever will listen, tell them to give me a shot. Because me shouting from the mountaintops hasn't been working. But I'm going to keep doing this podcast as long as I can. We won't be here next week, right?
Right. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yeah, because of Thanksgiving. I tried to get Anthony Cumia on. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. Anthony Kumi from the Opie and Anthony show is going to be in the building tomorrow.
Oh.
With Maddie and Nick. I thought if he's willing to talk to Maddie and Nick, I'm an upgrade at that point. Very nice guys, Maddie and Nick. But yeah, Anthony Kumi, one of my radio idols. Don't really listen to him anymore, but was back in the day. He's going to be in the building tomorrow. I tried to make that happen, but it doesn't look like it's going to. But if I can make it happen tomorrow, that'll be next week's episode. But we'll see. Real quick, I do want to. Is there anything I missed about this?
About the.
Kirk and Callahan, Kirk and Jerry, Mutt and Jerry. I'm trying to think of anything I
don't know.
If there's anything I missed, I'll happily discuss it on Twitter or the next episode we do in a couple weeks or whatever. At @blindmike_, hit me up and we'll get to it. I hope people know that if I miss anything or forget anything, it's not out of cowardice. It's just because I'm a fucking moron and I forget things.
There's a lot to talk about.
And also, I can't write things down because I'm fucking blind. I can't make notes for myself
because
I'd be, what does this say? I'd be staring at it for 10 minutes while I'm trying to talk. So this is all off the top of the dome, baby. Oh, the Deitch podcast, I'll get to real quick. It sucked because there was nothing there that wasn't announced 3 hours earlier. Now, if that Richard Deitch was a real sicko, he would have released it and had the women's basketball round table before Kirk. I thought that would have been hilarious. But Deitch isn't as much of a troll as I am, I guess. But yeah, there was nothing really in that Deitch podcast that we didn't hear already. Kirk, boo-hoo, you had depression, we get it. Don't we all? Depression. Isn't that just a fancy word for feeling bummed out? No, you know, Kirk talked about that stuff, obviously, but it was a lot of stuff we already knew if you're a diehard Kirk and Callahan fan, but it was still interesting to hear Kirk for the first time, and then you heard him this morning. Blah, blah, blah. Real quick, I do want to talk about Pete Davidson for just a second, just because we talked about it last week. Do you have that clip of the congressman on SNL last
week?
Yeah,
I have.
Again, this is another one you already heard, but...
Yeah, I have the full thing, so like...
Let's not play the whole thing. We're already
over
on time. I'll just say this about... So, you've already seen it, I'm sure. That Congressman Crenshaw with the eye patch that Pete Davidson made fun of went on SNL and made fun of Pete Davidson. And all I have to say is...
Said Pete Davidson looked like the meth from Breaking Bad. That was the one.
That he looks like a troll doll with a tapeworm. Right. And you know what? The crazy thing is, people were like, ooh, you got him, Crenshaw! It's like, you realize Pete Davidson probably wrote those jokes, right? You know what I mean? Like, so the idiots that are like, way to fight back! It's like, he's on the show. They know this is being recorded. unlike Mike Francesa. They're aware that the camera is on.
Right.
That is how every single one of these controversies, I've been saying it for years, it's how every one of these controversies should be handled. Have the guy on to make fun of Pete Davidson, or have him on to debate Roseanne, or whatever the case is. Have the person that is offended on to make their point. Don't silence one person. Give the opposing person a voice. So SNL, for once, handled something perfectly. Unlike when Trump got elected and they openly wept on camera, instead of trying to make it funny. Here's what you do to get your message across on a comedy show. You do what Pete Davidson did, and you make it funny. And I could have done without his message before, where, you know, this is a time where we can all join together. And it's like, relax. You're on Saturday Night Live. Make some jokes. Make me laugh, joke boy. But that's how every single one of those should be handled, where you give the other person a voice, you don't silence someone. You lift people up rather than oppressing them. And that is my message for you today, folks.
Wow.
Gearspirations.
Inspirational.
Mike-spirations. hey, guys. To all my great supporters like Mark Hannon's balls and Steve from Providence and Callahan Forever and all those guys. R.A. Minahan. I know I'm forgetting some of them. But all the parody accounts have been fucking awesome.
And
Mark Hannon's balls is my favorite one. He's a nice guy too.
I've talked to him.
Cool guy. But Or seems like it. I've never met him. I've just talked, you know, via Twitter.
Right.
And he retweets my stuff and whatnot. It's just funny that that is an account that literally an account called Mark Hannon's Balls has promoted this show more than the WEEI account.
Beautiful.
And that's genuine. So thank you guys for promoting the show. Keep doing that, because if you miss there being an edgy voice on WEEI, the way Kirk Minahan was, the way you get me on is by keep pushing the podcast, keep telling people about it, keep subscribing, giving a 5-star rating, retweeting it, all that happy horse shit. And keep listening, baby. Subscribe on iTunes. Give a 5-star review if you're one of my pals. And that is it, gang. Don't go home with hope.
You've been listening to Trash Talk, Trash Talk with Blind Mike. Hear it again on WEEI.com, iTunes, and the Radio.com app. Tune in next week for another edition of Trash Talk, Trash Talk, a presentation of WEEI.com.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.